second word was religion. And I will state very generally, the view in Christianity of other religions is that they are approximations or guesses at the truth, that there is one true religion, and the others have attempted to find what is the truth. The view of Islam, or the Islamic theory of religion, is that virtually all religions began in truth, that every nation had its prophet who brought the people the same message, which was then corrupted, so that the outlook of Islam is quite ecumenical. The Muslim will examine any religion and look to take apart the superficial things that have accumulated over the ages and find out what was the core and the origin of this message and how did it begin. And they believe that what they will find if they dig far enough is the same message that is in Islam. I can't resist but to mention that the Christian point of view leads to certain difficulties. If you ask a Christian, what do you say about Muhammad, they will tell you, either he meant to deceive people because he said he was a prophet, or he was deceived. He really thought he was a prophet and someone fooled him. If he meant to deceive people, then he was an evil man. And yet, when you examine Islam, here is a religion that said, don't worship anyone but the one invisible God, pray regularly, do good work, and so on. It starts to look like he couldn't have been a bad man. So the other option is, well, then he was deceived by someone. The problem with this position is then you have said God allows good men to be deceived. So you run into a dilemma in either case.